Okay, today we continue in the first parak of Maseches Truma, and we are up to Mishnah Dalit. So today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Dalit and Hey. So the is that we're up to? Yeah, we're up to Mishnah Dalit. So the Mishnah is going to, both Mishnayos Dalit and Hey, are going to talk about cases where Truma, where you're not supposed to be Torah. I mean, we already spoke about people who cannot be Mafresh Truma. Now we're going to talk about types of Hafrasha that are invalid types of Hafrasha. So in Torah, Zeisim Al Hashemen, you're not allowed to be Mafresh olives when you're trying to pot or shemen, meaning you have, let's say, a jug of olive oil, and you have a box of olives. So you might take all of the, you might take truma only from the box of olives and try to have that cover the rest of the olives and also the olive oil. So that does not work. Velo anav melayayin. Similarly with grapes and wine. If you have just regular grapes, and then you have a basket of grapes, and then you have a bottle of wine, you can't just take a few grapes to pater from truma, both the grapes and the wine. And the Bar Tanura explains over here, if you have oil that you're chayv to be mafresh truma from, and you have olives that you're chayv to be mafresh truma from, you can't just take enough olives to cover both the olives and the shemen, and thereby exempt the shemen. Why not? Because the pasuk says, kidagan that hafrasha only works when you take from that which is complete on that which is complete, and not from that which is not complete on that which is not complete. So since it has to be something that has that is completely processed, so oil is completely processed, olives are not yet completely processed, so they have to match each other when you're being mafresh truma from one item on the other. Now the Bar Tanura points out over here, the Bar Tanura points that out, so the Rabbi Kiva Eger points out on the side of the page, well, wait a second, when you're mafresh on that which is not from that which is not gomor on that which is gomor, or vice versa, the truma does work. So how come over here by the olives and the oil it doesn't work? Over here it's worse because it's going to be a loss to the Kohen that he's not getting any of the fully processed stuff. He's not getting any of the oil. He says, now I don't understand why the Bar Tanura is saying what he's saying. Maybe we're talking about olives that are already fully pickled where it did have a gemar melacha, and still it shouldn't be truma because of say to the Kohen, because it's a loss to the Kohen. And he says, in fact, that's what it seems like from the Rambam. So to say that it's not going to be Truma because it's Min HaGomer al She'enu Gomer, that's not always true. The real reason it should not be Truma is that it's a Pseida to the Kohen. Now the Mishnah says, okay, but what if you did it? So we know if you did it, if you took Truma from the olives to cover both the olives and the oil, it certainly does not cover the oil. The question is, does it cover the olives? Meaning the remaining olives, are they still Tevel? Or are the remaining olives now considered to be chulin and perfectly fine? So the im tarmu machlokes b'sham b'sila b'sham yom trumas atzman b'hem b'sham says at least it covers the olives themselves. U'b'sila omrim ein trumas and truma b'sila says that no, the truma is not valid at all, meaning it doesn't even help for the olives since you did a single hafrasha and part of that hafrasha was pasul. So mele the entire hafrasha is pasul. So so it sounds like if you follow the Bar Tanura, that if you have unprocessed produce, that you're mafresh as truma for processed produce, the truma is possible, but we know that that's not the case, right? I mean, that's what Vicky Baker pointed out before, that even though the Bar Tanura understands that this is working through the din of Nigmar Malachtan, not Nigmar Malachtan, in the actual case of Nigmar Malachtan, not Nigmar Malachtan, the Truma would be valid. Over here we're saying that the Truma is totally invalid when it comes to the olives. So we're going to have to discuss why that would be the case. And the reason is because it's a pseid l'kohen, meaning giving a kohen olives instead of oil causes him a hefsid because he's entitled to receive oil. And now
he has to go through the tircha of pressing the olives to extract oil from them. So in order to protect the Kohen's best interest, the Chum made a takana that the truma's invalid, the truma's going to be pasul. But if you give him oil, which he doesn't have to process, then the truma would be valid. So anyway, Mishnah Hay now. So the Mishnah continues to tell us other types of truma that are no good. Ein tormin, other types of hafrashas truma that are no good. Ein tormin min aleket min shechem min peya. You don't separate truma from leket, shech, or peya, the various matnos aniyim, meaning you have a whole bunch of tevel, you're not allowed to be mafresh on that tevel from leket, shech, and peya that you also happen to have, because they're matnos aniyim, so they're not able, and the halach is you can't be mesakin your tevel with matnos aniyim. Umin a hefker, if you have that which is hefker, because the pasuk says, uba halevi kein lo chelik v'nachli imach, so the Bar Tanur explains, mimashi yesh lecha, ve'in lo ata chayv litein. You're only allowed to be mafresh shuma from that which belongs to you and doesn't belong to the other guy, as opposed to hefker, which belongs equally to everybody. Everyone has the same rights to hefker, and therefore that doesn't work as truma. V'lo meiser rishon shnut truma. So you're not allowed to be mafresh shuma from meiser rishon, whose truma's meiser has already been taken, because meaning if you you're not allowed to be mafresh from that for other tevel, and the v'lo mi meiser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu, nor from meiser sheni or hekdesh, even if you already poda the meiser sheni and the hekdesh, you're still not allowed to be mafresh shumer from it. And the Bar Tanur explains, "Hai tana sav meiser sheni mamun gavoa." Who we're assuming that meiser sheni is considered to be mamun gavoa, meaning meiser sheni is tricky. The halacha is that you're allowed to eat meiser sheni, but you're only allowed to do it in Yerushalayim. You're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So there's machlokas tanaim. How do we view meiser sheni? Do we assume that meiser sheni is yours? Haraya, you're allowed to eat it. Elamai, there's a halacha that there's a restriction that you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Or no, maybe we view it that meiser sheni belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. Elamai, in Yerushalayim, the Ribono Shel Olam is willing to share it with you. So that's so this Tana holds meiser sheni is the Ribono Shel Olam. He's just willing to share it with you, and therefore it's not yours to be mafresh to cover your tevel, to be mafresh shuma for your tevel. V'lomen chayv al p'tor v'lomen p'tor al chayv. You're not allowed to be mafresh shuma from something that's obligated in shuma samaisos for that which is exempt from shuma samaisos, or vice versa. V'lomen hatalish al mechuber v'lomen mechuber al hatalish. You're not allowed to be mafresh shuma from produce that's detached from the ground for that which is attached to the ground, nor vice versa. And the assumption is in order for truma to be chal, for it to be truma, or for truma to be chal on something, it needs to be talish min karka. If it's still mechuber lekarka, so then it's not eligible for truma. V'lamin achadash al yashin, v'lamin ayashin al chadash. You can't be mafresh truma from the chadash, the new crop that grew this year, from the to cover the old crop that grew last year, or vice versa, because truma has to be separated from things that grew in the same year, because the pasuk says aser ta aser is kol tevo asaracha hayotze asoda shana shana. So since the Torah specifically identifies shana shana, it needs to be each year's crop that you mafresh truma from itself. V'lomi perus haaretz al perus chutz laaretz, v'lomi perus chutz laaretz al perus haaretz. You can't use fruit from outside of Eretz Yisrael to be mafresh shuma for that which grows in Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa, meaning even if you brought stuff from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael and you processed it there, it's pater from truma. And because the pasuk says v'kol masar ha'aretz mizera ha'aretz, only that which is mizera ha'aretz, but if it grew somewhere else, it's totally pater from truma, and therefore it can't be used as truma. V'imtar mu'en trumas and truma. In all of these cases, if you're mafresh truma in such a way, the truma is in valid. So again, to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we learned that when you have olives and olive oil, or grapes and wine, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma from one on the other, and it's a machlokas if you were mafresh from the olives for the olive oil, or from the grapes for the wine, it's a machlokas b'sham b'sil, whether it even works for the olives themselves, or it even works for the grapes themselves, but it for sure does not work for the wine. And then in Mishnah Hay we learned a whole bunch of cases where the hafrasha is invalid, you're not allowed to be mafresh from leket shich hapeh hefker ma'aser rishon that the truma was taken from ma'aser sheni and hekdesh that were redeemed. Anything that's chayiv for anything that's pater, anything that's talish on that which is mechubar, anything that's chadash on that which is yashan, meaning from previous year's produce, peros eretz yisrael and peros chutz la'aretz, in all of those cases the truma is going to be invalid. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.